Good evening, I'm Colin from Opinion Research. We're conducting a survey about important issues facing your community and the nation, and we'd like to get your opinions. First of all, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, Independent, or some other political party?
Republican.
And as you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican election for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in St. Louis, Lucie County on Tuesday, August 20? If you have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot, you can indicate it as well. So, I have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot. I am definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all.
I will definitely vote.
And voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the Republican primary election on Tuesday, August 20th? I will vote at my polling place on election day. I will vote by mail, but with an absentee mail-in ballot, or I will vote early in person at a designated early voting location.
Early voting in person.
Thank you. And what is your age, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
74.
Thank you. And give me 1 second, please. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college graduate, or postgraduate degree?
Post-college graduate.
Okay. And you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate it as well. The first one is Richard Del Toro. Do you recognize the name, Richard Del Toro?
Yes.
Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of him?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Kathy Townsend. Do you recognize the name, Kathy Townsend?
No, I don't.
Keith Pearson?
Very
unfavorable or just somewhat?
Very.
The last two, Linda Bartz. Do you recognize the name, Linda Bartz?
Yes, I do.
How would you rate her? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
How about I don't know yet. I know who she is, but I haven't.
No opinion? Okay. And the last one, Ken Mascara. Do you recognize the name, Ken Mascara? How would you rate Ken Mascara? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. And now, what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Keith Pearson?
Shouldn't be in and put in the job. He was appointed
okay.
by DeSantis.
Okay. Just let me document your answer.
I'm sorry?
Just let me document your answer, please.
Document my answer.
And, yes, I'm writing your answer. And what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Richard Del Toro?
Not enforcing the laws in Port St. Lucie.
Okay. Now, we're almost done with the survey. We're at 75%. Thank you for your time. You will now be asked a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary elections. Now, if the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Commissioner District 3 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Erin Ann Lowry or Linda Bartz?
I don't know yet.
But if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Erin Ann Lowry or Linda Bartz? If elections were held today.
Linda Bartz.
And now, if the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Commissioner District 5 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Audra Mason or Kathy Townsend?
Townsend.
And will you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Kathy Townsend?
Definitely voting for her.
Lastly, if the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Sheriff were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Preston Michael B. Francesco, Keith Pearson, or Richard Del Toro?
Pearson.
And will you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Keith Pearson?
Definitely.
And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Keith Pearson is doing as St. Lucie County Sheriff? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
And from the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Keith Pearson and his campaign for St. Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Keith Pearson, you can indicate it as well. Saw a television ad, receive something in the mail, receive a text message, receive a visit to your home from Keith Pearson or a campaign volunteer, or something else, or haven't seen, read, or heard anything?
On the mail and then the newspaper.
Okay. And did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Keith Pearson in the election for St. Lucie County Sheriff? If it makes no difference, you can indicate it as well.
More likely to vote for him because I want,
okay.
I want the Democrat to win, so I think worst candidate, so I'm voting for him.
Just somewhat more or much more likely?
Pretty likely. Very likely.
Okay. And from the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Richard Del Toro and his campaign for St. Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? Saw a television ad, received something in the mail, received a text message, received a visit to your home from Richard Del Toro or a campaign volunteer or something else, or haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Richard Del Toro?
Mail, information, and in the newspaper.
And did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Richard Del Toro in the election for St. Lucie County Sheriff? If it made no difference, you can indicate it as well.
Less likely.
Much less or just somewhat less?
Much less.
Okay. And the last few questions, just for demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
And what is your main racial background, Hispanic, white, Caucasian, African-American, Asian, or other?
Caucasian.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye.